is we have gathered here. We're going to start with excerpts by Rabash, by in the additional excerpts document by Rabash, The Purpose of Society 1. We have gathered here to establish a society for all who wish to follow the path and method of Baal HaSulam, the way by which to climb the degrees of man and not remain as a beast.
Quickly, go ahead, please.
Excerpt number 2 from The Purpose of Society 1 by Rabash. We gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for the Shekhinah, divinity, to be among us.
Yes, that the Creator will dwell among us.
Excerpt number 3 by Maor Vashemesh. The essence of the assembly is for everyone to be in one unity and for all to seek but one purpose, to find the Creator. In every 10, there is the Shekhinah, divinity. Clearly, if there are more than 10, then there is more revelation of the Shekhinah. Thus, each one should assemble with his friend and come to him to hear from him a word about the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator. He should annul before his friend, and his friend should do the same toward him. And so should everyone do. Then, when the assembly is with this intention, then, more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse. And the Creator approaches them, and He is with them.
Questions? Go ahead, please.
Excerpt number 4 by Rabash. According to what is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory, it follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, that now he has something with which to serve the King.
Pass on to us, so please.
So we're in excerpt number 5 by Rabash. There is a special power in the adhesion of friends, since views and thoughts pass from one to another. Through the adhesion between them, each is mingled with the power of the other. And by that, each person in the group has the power of the entire society.
That is, I ultimately need to reach through.
For this reason, although each person is an individual, he has the power of the entire group.
Next.
Excerpt number 6 by Baal HaSulam in letter 4. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed.
That is, to the group that you have and you can connect with them.
and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body.
That is, this is all of our work, practically questions and answers.
Yes, so excerpt number 7 by Rabash. Those people agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends is that each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages, as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understand that there isn't such a great distance between them, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of others, and they can unite around that.
That is, connection.
Excerpt number 8 by Rabash, an article, Love of Friends 2. By each joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body. For example, if there are 10 people in that body, it has 10 times more power than a single person does. However, there is a condition. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator.
This is the big problem, the entrance to the spiritual degree. Excerpt number 5 of Baal HaSulam from Shamati. You should know that of those who want to come into the work of the Creator in order to truly adhere to Him and enter the King's Palace, not everyone is admitted. Rather, he is tested. If he has no other desires, but only the desire of dvikut, adhesion, he is admitted. And how is one tested if he has only one desire? He is given disturbances. This means that he is sent foreign thoughts and foreign messengers to obstruct him, so he will leave this path and follow the path of all the people. If one overcomes all the difficulties and breaks all the bars that block him, and little things cannot push him away, the Creator sends him great klipot, shells, and chariots to deflect one from entering into adhesion with the Creator alone, and with nothing else. This is considered that the Creator is rejecting him with a mighty hand.
This means we have to be prepared.
Number 4 by the Rabash. Before one is fit to attain the truth, he must believe that the truth is not as he knows or feels, but that it is as it is written, they have eyes and they shall not see, they have ears and they will not hear.
Meaning, in order to enter the truth, And this is only because of the correction. In order for man to achieve his wholeness, for he feels only himself and not any other reality.
Yeah.
This is only because of the correction. In order for man to achieve his wholeness, for he feels only for himself.
Meaning to see the world on the outside the way it truly is and not internally within man's ego.
By this he qualifies it and establishes it to be achieve revelation of face.
And then he'll see the Creator. Okay.
So six.
Yes.
Rabash writes, we must know that it is a lot of work before we attain the quality of Bina. That is, to be content with little, with his feeling and his mind, and be happy with his share, with what he has. That person can always be in wholeness because he is happy with his share. But what can one do if he has not yet attained this quality, and he sees that he cannot overcome his will to receive? At that time, he must pray to the Creator to help him, so he can go in the work with his eyes shut, and will not need anything, and will be able to do everything for the sake of the Creator, despite the resistance of the body to this. That is, he does not tell the Creator how he should help him. Rather, he must subjugate himself and annul before the Creator unconditionally.
Turkey free.
Another excerpt.
Rabash writes, item 7. Since there is no giving of half a thing from heaven, a person must pray to the Creator to give him complete help. This means that during his prayer, a person sets what is in his heart in order, since prayer is work in the heart. So a person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him. Meaning, not leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires in him will be only to give glory to the Creator. Once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it. This means that although in the mind and the desire, he sees that the body disagrees with him, annulling all his desires before the Creator, instead of for his own sake, he should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. This is called a complete prayer, meaning that he wishes that the Creator will give him a complete desire without any compromises to himself, and he asks of the Creator to help him always be with his righteousness.
Number 8 is good.
8. Rabash. After a long period of time of making efforts and not achieving satisfaction of his deficiency, torments and pains begin to form in him because he has made efforts but sees no progress in his work. At that time, the thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is with sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger, but then he sees once more that he has fallen from his state, and so on repeatedly, until a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertion in ascents and descents. These ascents and descents leave him with pain each time at not having been granted dvikut with the Creator. Finally, when the cup of labor has been filled sufficiently, it is called a kli. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator, since now he has a real kli.
So what does it mean? Going from number 9.
Item number 9, Baal HaSulam writes, there is a natural law that there is none so wise as the experienced. And before one tries to actually do all he can do, he's utterly incapable of arriving at true lowliness to the real extent as said above.
And that's why we must understand why we were given a 10 in a practical manner, that if we try to connect and we see that it's not possible, until we see it's not possible, we don't understand our real state.
This is why we must toil in kedusha and purity.
Even if we don't succeed, we must.
As it is written, whatever you find that your hand can do by your strength, that do. And understand this, for it is true and deep.
Meaning, there's no trick to the Creator, yes?
I revealed this truth to you only so you would not weaken or give up on mercy.
Because these despairs from the work that you have done,
although you do not see anything, for even when the measure of labor is complete, it is the time of prayer. But until then, believe in your sages. I did not labor and found, do not believe. When the measure is full, your prayer will be complete, and the Creator will grant generously. As our sages instructed us, I labored and find, believe. For one is unfit for a prayer prior to this. And the Creator hears a prayer.
So the main thing is Amit 10.
Number 10, Rabash writes, after he achieves the degree called Lolishma, he is rewarded with other phenomena when he comes into a higher state. That is, at that time he has no consideration of himself, and all his calculations and thoughts are the truth. In other words, his aim is only to annul himself before the true reality, where he feels that he must only serve the king, because he feels the exaltedness and greatness and importance of the king. At that time he forgets, meaning he has no need to worry about himself, as his own self is annulled as a candle before a torch, before the existence of the Creator that he feels. Then, he's in a state of lishma, meaning contentment to the Creator, and his concerns and yearnings are only about how he can delight the Creator, while his own existence, meaning the will to receive, does not merit a name whatsoever. Then he is regarded as bestowing in order to bestow.
Yeah.